This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn is a regular contributor. He's responsible, in fact, for bringing the black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn, and welcome to this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. After this exceptionally hard winter, everyone is looking for signs of spring here in the Northeast. Winter's last stand is evident in nighttime temperatures of 20 degrees and a dusting of snow this morning on the pine boughs out by the pond. But spring will not be deterred, and everywhere I look, I see signs of her imminent arrival. The buds on the black and red currant plants have swollen and are ready to burst into tiny pendulous flowers as soon as the temperature warms up a bit. And patches of bare ground has begun to peek through the last of the deep snow. My honeybees have been doing their cleansing flights every day that's over 40 degrees. Within a week, the pussy willows will begin to bloom. All willows are dioecious, which means that male flowers and female flowers occur on separate plants. When that soft, furry catkin of the male pussy willow blooms, its hundreds of anthers become tipped with bright yellow pollen, which the bees can smell from miles away. This is the first food of the year for the bees. Pollen is the carbohydrate in the honeybee's diet, and when the workers begin to bring it back to the hive in the spring and feed it to the queen, she begins laying eggs for the first time since the end of last summer. It takes 21 days for a worker bee to develop from an egg, and it's important for the hive to have as many workers as possible when the nectar begins to flow from the flowering fruit trees and bushes. So the early pollen from the pussy willows is crucial for the success of the hive for the rest of the year. In addition to providing great early sources of pollen for honeybees, the 400-plus varieties of the valuable willow family have played an important role throughout human history. The willow has many uses. The willow canes were often used to make rods and timber for crude ancient dwellings. And the strong but pliable twigs and bendable branches of the young willows, called osiers, are ideal for weaving baskets, wicker, cane for the seats of chairs, and the willow bark was used to tan hides. My favorite story about the value of willows, however, goes back to about 440 BC. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, had, as the story goes, hypothesized that if one could determine the geographical source of an ailment, nature would have provided a botanical cure in the same location. One of the most familiar afflictions back then, as now, was the common cold, with all of the usual fevers, inflammation, aches, and pains. And he deduced that colds were most often brought on by exposure to damp, chilly environments. So he began exploring the plants around ponds, streams, and wetlands. Willows are found throughout the world growing in these types of areas, and so it didn't take him long to discover that boiling the bark of this plant produced a tea that greatly helped to reduce fevers and inflammation and ease pain. The botanical name of the willows is from the Greek, salix, and the magical compound he discovered, salicin, was named after that plant. Today, we know it as salicylic acid, aspirin. This morning, sitting at the old harvest table in our east-facing kitchen, I was thinking about bees and pussy willows over my first cup of coffee. The snow-covered wildflower field across the lane began to slowly reveal itself as daylight crept down the hill. Inch by inch, the first rays of sun ignited the crystals of last night's flurries. I took my coffee out onto the porch and slowly, decadently inhaled the chilly air. You could almost feel spring coming over the horizon. Three does suddenly hopped over the old stone wall from the woods halfway up the field. Two were yearlings, and the larger doe was obviously heavy with this year's fawns. As though enjoying the warmth of the sun, the young ones raced each other up the hill and back down again, their white tails erect and with the excitement of joy. C.S. Lewis wrote in his wonderful autobiography, Surprised by Joy, that joy is the serious business of heaven. And standing on the porch at that moment, feeling the end of winter and the life-bursting spring ahead, I too felt surprised by joy. For a podcast of this and previous notes, and to learn why currants were banned for 100 years, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A. I'm Greg Quinn, wishing you all the joy of spring.
I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What keeps people stuck with the status quo?
Fear of not knowing enough, of what others might think, of failing.
Author and columnist Andrea Kay says it's important to have answers to get past fear. The answer to any of these three questions can help change your life.
If you worry what your loved ones or peers will think, ask, how can I explain what I want to do and gain their support?
If you worry about what you don't know, ask, what do I need to learn and how will I fit this into my schedule and budget?
If you worry that you may fail, ask yourself, how will I feel if I don't try? What do I need to do to feel more confident?
Replace excuses with answers to overcome fear. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Stone Temple Pilots and more at the Rock Yard. At the end of this month, upscale women and dudes converge on Scottsdale, Arizona. Maybe a recommended run. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Arizona Bike Week, March 25th through 29th, promises a great time. Get out to the Phoenix area and hook up with quality bikers from around the Southwest. Home to Arizona Bike Week, West World of Scottsdale. Just a short run up the slab from downtown Phoenix. If you can't handle the in-town hotel fees, there's camping for tenters and RVs at the site. The 25th through the 29th, Scottsdale has some of the most beautiful women on the planet. Dude, and most look like models.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.